I'm Charlie Turner in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. A federal jury is set to begin deliberating Thursday morning over whether former Trump advisor Roger Stone lied to Congress. After a one-week trial that included testimony from several Trump campaign officials, hundreds of vulgar text messages, and many references to The Godfather. Mr. Stone is accused of lying to the House Intelligence Committee in 2017 to protect Mr. Trump as lawmakers on the panel investigated Russian meddling in the presidential race and possible coordination between the campaign and Moscow. Southern California Edison has agreed to pay $360 million to compensate about 24 local government entities. It's for damages and other costs related to a series of fires and resulting mudslides that hit Southern California in 2017 and 2018. The settlements show that the utility faces liability problems similar to those of PG&E Corporation. The bankrupt Northern California Power Company last June agreed to a $1 billion settlement with communities and other local agencies for damages from fires, including the Camp Fire that destroyed the town of Paradise. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told lawmakers Wednesday the central bank saw little need to cut interest rates further after making three reductions since July. Appearing in front of Congress's Joint Economic Committee, Mr. Powell largely reiterated his comment late last month that the central bank was comfortable entering a wait-and-see phase. Mr. Powell will testify before the House Budget Committee on Thursday. For more, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.